Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, back here on National French Friday 2021. Now, Sarah Burgraff was our big winner in hour number one. She got the French fries. No, see, French fries are on my brain. She got the Columbus Zoo tickets here this morning. So Sarah's got Columbus Zoo tickets waiting on her. Brenda's got Zumbezi Bay. And Courtney has Zumbezi Bay tickets waiting on her today, which she can pick up today between 4 and 5. See, I had to wipe my hands off during the break of that ink pen that exploded on me. So I'm a little discombobulated here. Don't forget the big ice cream social tomorrow. Wednesday, carry out available, Marion Salem United Methodist Church, corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating is available. It will be tomorrow, July the 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, homemade noodles, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, coffee, tea, cold drinks, ice cream, all available for carryout. Attend an old-fashioned ice cream social. And I will be there at some point tomorrow evening, so I look forward to that. All right, we're going to restart the giveaway here this morning, the giveaways, and see how it goes here this hour. Now, I'm still waiting on a phone call we're supposed to get this morning, and if that person is listening, we'll see if they call in. All right, here we go. Next round of trivia questions, and at the end of this hour, we will draw a winner as well. Okay, what we're going to do this hour is famous catchphrases. Famous catchphrases. So you have to tell me who says this catchphrase. Now the first one is just going to be who can get to their phone fast enough, because this is one of the easiest catchphrases in the history of catchphrases. What's up, Doc? Who said, "What's up, Doc?" 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who said, "What's up, Doc?" Let's see who gets in here first, who can get those dialing fingers ready and get into the competition. All right, here it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, without a question, "What's up, Doc?" All right, who do we want to put in the competition?
I'll put Judy in.
Judy in. Judy, you're in the competition. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Judy is in with "What's up, Doc?" Okay, remember, you have to tell me who says the catchphrase. Now, this, again, will be an easy one for the reason you're about to find out. Okay, we're getting another call here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, since I'm not eligible to win, I have a better answer for "What's up, Doc?"
Oh, go ahead.
Dr. Art Uline is 85 today, so his age is up, and he's a good friend of the station. So wish Dr. Art a happy birthday. His age is up by one year today, so, and he's a doctor, so that's my answer. It's cerebral, but I think it's appropriate.
You know, that's interesting. He'll be on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's what's up, Doc, his age. So that's a pretty creative answer, and since I'm not eligible to win one of your fabulous prizes, I thought I would just chime in with an Adam answer.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. And remember, the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 to 3, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 today. All right, here's the next one. This is a pretty easy one, too. Scooby Dooby Doo. Who says Scooby Dooby Doo? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think, again, this is going to be who can get to the phone line quickest. Scooby Dooby Doo. Does anybody know? Now, this is easy for several reasons. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, who said that? 740-383-9944, Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Is anybody going to chime in on this one? Remember, at the end of the morning, this morning, we're going to draw another big winner. Maybe people have not watched this particular person. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, who said that? All right, here's somebody who knows. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Scooby-Doo says that.
Scooby-Doo says that. I was surprised at that one. Who are we going to put in?
Put Sarah in.
Sarah in again? All right, Sarah's in. Thank you. All right, Sarah is in again because of Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Of course, Scooby-Doo himself said Scooby-Dooby-Doo. All right, here's another one. Now, that's the phrase. Does anybody know who said that? Dote. D-O-H. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 21 minutes past the hour this morning. Who said that? Whose catchphrase was dote? All right, go ahead, caller.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, you have got it. Who do we have on the line?
Trish.
All right, we got you in, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Homer Simpson says D-O-H. All right, next one. Now, this will be another easy one because we did this one kind of in hour number one, but that's okay. We're okay with that. Go ahead, caller. Well, maybe that person will get in on the next one here. Okay, here we go. That's all, folks. Who says that? I think we had that in hour number one, but this will get you in hour number two as well. Who says that's all, folks? 740-383-9944. Who's going to rush to their telephone? 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a number. Go ahead, caller.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. How would we ever get along without old Porky Pig? Where do you get your fries from?
I love Five Guys fries. I know we don't have a Five Guys here, but oh my, they're so good.
Now, what about you? What about those fries is good?
They're fresh cut there. I think they're done in peanut oil, if I remember right, which kind of gives them a different flavor. They're just fresh and good and how a French fry should be.
Hmm. Well, sounds good to me. Now, what does putting vinegar on fries do?
I'm not a big fan of vinegar. I just think it makes it too salty. So, not my thing.
You know, I saw somebody the other day buying a big, big can of extra virgin olive oil. Now, does that take the place of grease?
You cannot. I use olive oil a lot when I cook, but you can't use it in place of a vegetable oil. It has a much lower threshold for, you can't deep fry something in it. Sorry, I'm dealing with the cold here. But it's great, you know, to cook with. Just can't fry things with it.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I got you in the competition. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, of course, that's all, folks, is the legendary Porky Pig. Okay, here comes one. We'll see. This is a little bit of a throwback. Yabba Dabba Doo. Who says Yabba Dabba Doo? 740-383-9944. We got Judy, Sarah, Trish, and Jody in the competition so far. Who says Yabba Dabba Doo? 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Somebody knows the answer out there. Go ahead, caller.
Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone, the legendary Fred Flintstone. Where do you like your fries, Trish?
Oh, I like McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yeah, they very good fries at Wendy's. I think that sea salt is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish is in here. She got Yabba Dabba Doo. Of course, that was Fred Flintstone. Okay, here comes another one. Now, this one might be a little difficult for people. Maybe. Let's see. Beep, beep. Who says beep, beep? 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. Who says beep, beep? Anybody have any ideas out there in listener land? Give me a buzz here. We've got Judy, Sarah, Trish, Jody in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner does say beep, beep. All right, who are we putting in this time?
I'll put Bob in. We haven't heard from Bob. But
no, I don't know where Bob is this morning.
Maybe you'll have to announce tomorrow that he won.
Maybe Bob slipped in this morning.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, it is beep, beep. That is the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner goes beep, beep. Okay, here's... Well, let's see. We got another call coming in here. Let's see what this is. Well, I think they're gone. Maybe they were going to answer the beep, beep question. Okay. Next catchphrase. Who says zoinks? Zoinks? Who says that? 740-383-9944. Is this a little harder question on our question palooza this morning? We'll call it a question hullabaloo this morning. What classic character says zoinks? All right, 740-383-9944. Judy, Sarah, Trish is in twice, Jody, Bob, who says zoinks? Does anybody know? Well, apparently this one's a little more difficult than our other questions. 740-383-9944. Who says zoinks? All right, maybe this person knows. Let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
Shaggy.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, you've got it. What's your name?
Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda, you're in the competition. Thank you. All right, Brenda slides into the competition here. Zoinks was said by Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. All right, next question here. Oh, here's one for you. To infinity and beyond. Who says that? To infinity and beyond. 740-383-9944. There's another, maybe a little more difficult than the questions we've asked before. What classic character says to infinity and beyond? All right, we've got an answer coming here, it looks. Go ahead, caller.
Buzz Lightyear,
you have got it right. Got you in again, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trish is in again here. To infinity and beyond belongs to Buzz Lightyear. All right. Here comes another one for you. Good grief. Who says good grief? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know that one? That's a throwback one. We haven't heard this morning. Good grief. Who says good grief? Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown says good grief. All right, got you in. Thank you. Charlie Brown says good grief. That is correct. All right, here's another one for you. I think we did this one earlier as well, but we'll give it another shot here. I taught a putty tat. And I'm only saying that once, because I said that earlier. Who said that classic phrase? 740-383-9944. Gotta be quick on the draw this morning. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hello there.
Yes!
I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you about the French fries.
Oh, go ahead.
Colonel Saunders, try them. They're different, and they're really good. A lot of people probably don't know they do that, but I thought I saw a footy cat. I knew that, but by golly, it can't come to me right now.
So
give me a first letter.
Give a T.
Oh, no. I'll see you later. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, apparently the fries at KFC, we haven't heard about that this morning, are very good here on National French Fry Day. Who said that? I taught a putty cat. Putty tat. That's what the phrase is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is that Tweety Bird?
That is Tweety Bird. Got you down again, Brenda. Thank you. All right, Brenda's in again. That was Tweety Bird. We heard that one earlier, and it made it in again, as they say. Looks like we have another call coming in. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? All right, well, you'll have to give us a call back if that was you. Okay, let's go on to the next question here. Okay, next catchphrase. Jinkies. Who says jinkies? 740-383-9944. Jinkies is the catchphrase. 740-383-9944. Who says jinkies? Now that's a little more difficult than some of the other ones we've had. Who says jinkies? 740-383-9944. We've got Judy, Sarah, Trish, Jody, Bob, and Brenda in this hour. Who says jinkies? 740-383-9944. Or if you want to tell us about your favorite French fry, you can give us a buzz on that question as well. Go ahead, caller.
Her name won't come to me. It's that the black-haired girl with Scooby-Doo, and I can't. It won't come to me.
Uh-oh, the name's not coming. Keep thinking. All right, who said jinkies? Who said jinkies? 740-383-9944. Looking for the character that said jinkies. Oh, whatever jinkies means. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Velma?
It was Velma. You got it. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, are you? I don't think I've heard from you, Melissa. Are you a new listener?
I am.
All right. You enjoying yourself?
I am.
All right. You listen all the time now, right?
Well, I will. I just happened to scan through my radio and heard it and started listening.
Well, keep listening. You could win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We're going to draw here in about 28 minutes.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Melissa got in this morning. Jinkies was Velma. Velma said Jinkies. She was the short, dark-haired girl on Scooby-Doo. Okay. Next question here. Sufferin' Succotash. Who says Sufferin' Succotash? 740-383-9944. Sufferin' Succotash. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Give us a buzz. Who said Sufferin' Succotash? Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Sylvester.
Sylvester, you have got it. Is this Roger?
Yeah.
Alright, first time in this area. Have you been trying to get in, Roger?
No, I've been busy, so I just got back on it again.
Okay, well, you're in now. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, Roger got in. It was Sylvester who said suffering succotash. Okay, here's one for you. I carumba. Who says I carumba? 740-383-9944. I carumba is what we're looking for here. What character says that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's see if this person has our answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson, you have got it. We will get you in here again, Melissa. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Melissa is out there playing hard now. I carumba was Bart Simpson. That is exactly correct. I carumba. Okay, on to the next question here. Now, this is an interesting one, to be honest with you. Who said cowabunga? Cowabunga. Who said that? That's a throwback. 740-383-9944. Who said cowabunga? Wow, I just heard somebody honk as they went by. Wonder who that was. Wonder if that was for us. 740-383-9944. Who said cowabunga? Does anybody know? We got a lot of people in this hour. Want to add more people? Melissa, Roger, Judy, Sarah. All right, cowabunga. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Clarabelle or Tom?
Not Clarabelle. Good guess, though.
Roger.
Okay.
Not Clarabelle the clown. Who said cowabunga? What an interesting word that is. Cowabunga. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Howdy doody.
Not howdy doody. Not howdy doody either. Did not say cowabunga. Who said cowabunga? Whatever that means. 740-383-9944. Who said cowabunga? I guess it was their catchphrase. A pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo hang in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Buffalo Bob?
Not Buffalo Bob. Not Buffalo Bob Smith. No, who said cowabunga? Who was that? Somebody new might get in on this one. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Was it Bart or Homer Simpson?
Not the Simpsons, no.
Okay.
All right, not Bart or Homer Simpson. No, who said cowabunga? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was Chief Thunderthud.
No, not Thunderthud. No, not Chief Thunderthud. To be honest with you, I don't even know who Chief Thunderthud would be. Who said cowabunga? 740-383-9944. Looking for cowabunga. Go ahead, caller.
Michelangelo?
Not Michelangelo, but you're close.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
There you go. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's right. The whole group said cowabunga. You got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh, bye.
All right, Melissa, our new listener out there this morning, gets in again with cowabunga. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. How about that? All right, here's another catchphrase. Who said this? Excellent. Excellent. Now remember, it's their catchphrase. Excellent. Who said that? Go ahead, caller.
What Chief Thunder said was from Howdy Doody, and he said that way back when.
He said cowabunga too, huh?
Yep, yep.
Now what does cowabunga mean?
I have no idea.
I'm going to have to look that up. I know, I'm going to have to look that up. What does cowabunga mean? Thank you. All right, the new one here is excellent. Now, obviously, a lot of people have said excellent, but this was this person's catchphrase. Who said excellent. That was a catchphrase of a particular person. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just turned the radio on. Did anybody say Harry Carey always said cowabunga?
No, nobody said Harry Carey, but what does cowabunga mean?
I have no idea, but you as a big Cubs fan, I don't remember him saying cowabunga.
Oh, absolutely. He was hanging out of the booth when he was doing it.
Yeah, have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Who said cowabunga? No, we did cowabunga. That's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who said excellent? That's what we're looking for. Who said excellent? Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. Who said excellent? That's what we want to know here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, you have got it. From the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mr. Burns, thank you.
Goodbye.
Yes, Mr. Burns' catchphrase was excellent. Okay. Moving on to the next one here. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike here. Well, this will be a fun one. I'm smarter than the average bear. Who said that? I'm smarter than the average bear. 740-383-9944. Who said I'm smarter than the average bear? Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear did say that. You've got it. Got you in there, Roger. Thank you. Roger is in again with I'm smarter than the average bear. Yes, that was the great Yogi Bear. All right. Here's one for you that might be a little more difficult. The same thing we do every night, Pinky, try to take over the world. Who said that? Whose catchphrase was that? The same thing we do every night, Pinky, try to take over the world. 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
I looked up cowabunga. It says 1954 American English from exclamation of surprise and anger. Chief Thunderthud in the Howdy Doody Show, 1950s children's TV show, used by surfers in 1960, the shot of triumph spread worldwide 1990 using the TV cartoon, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So it was first said by Chief Thunderthud in 1954.
But the surfers were saying it before him?
No, he said it in 54.
And then
the surfers never said it until the 60s and the turtles until 90.
But it said the turtles made it worldwide.
Yeah, it's an explanation of triumph.
I guess so. Well, I wonder if that's what Chief Thunderthud meant it to be.
Yeah.
What was he triumphing? I don't remember a lot of triumph on Howdy Doody.
Well, when somebody would come up with a good answer, cowabunga!
Oh, so that was the triumph of it all. All right,
yeah.
Thank you. So now we know where cowabunga came from. You can't say you don't learn things on this show. All right. Who said the same thing we do every night, Pinky? We try to take over the world. Who said that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe a little more difficult question here this morning. So far we've got Judy, Sarah, Trish, Jody, Bob, Brenda, Melissa, Roger, all in on the competition. Is anybody else going to get in with this one? 43 and a half minutes past the hour here. The same thing we do every night, Pinky. We try to take over the world. Who said that? 740-383-9944. Who's going to be the wise one to come up with this answer? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, was that the brain?
That was the brain. You've got it. Thank you, Brenda.
Uh-huh.
All right. Brenda's in again. It was the brain from the Pinky and the Brain show. All right, on to the next one here. Now listen to this very closely. Who says Reichsraggedy? Now, that's exactly how it's written. Reichsraggedy. Not Raggerty, excuse me. Reichsraggy. There you go. That's the phrase. 740-383-9944. Reichsraggy. Who said that? Who's going to get in on the competition here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Reichsraggy. You know, that's kind of fun to say. I don't know why I said Raggerty, but it's Raggy. Reichsraggy. All right, who said that? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Scooby-Doo.
Back to Scooby-Doo. Now, do you know what he was trying to say?
Haggy, I think.
Shaggy.
Shaggy, yeah.
Yikes, Shaggy, but it comes out Reichsraggy. All right, who are we putting in?
Put Bob in again.
Put Bob in again. Bob's in again. Thank you. All right, Bob slides in again. Reichsraggy. That was Scooby-Doo. All right, on to the next one. Now, I wonder if anybody will get this. And remember, don't Google these. I want to know how good you are this morning with 15 minutes, 14 minutes left to go here before our big drawing. Okay. You blockhead. Who said that? You blockhead. 740-383-9944. You blockhead. Very interesting. Who was that? You blockhead. Who said that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Lucy?
Lucy. Well, is it Lucy? I'm trying to think here. Hold on a second. Let me double check here because I just have the pictures. And I'm trying to remember which one was who. Let's see. I think that might be right. Let me check here. Yes, you've got it. Lucy. I couldn't remember who was Lucy and who was Peppermint Patty. Now, which one was Peppermint Patty?
She was the tomboy who wore sandals all the time.
She was the one with the blonde hair, right?
And she called everybody, that everyone called Peppermint Patty, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Okay, yeah, I remember. You blockhead was Lucy. You got it right. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Trish gets in there. It was Lucy from Charlie Brown who said, you blockhead. Okay, here's a one that's kind of timely. Who said, hey, hey, hey? Who said that? Hey, hey, hey. 740-383-9944. Who said hey, hey, hey? 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here. We got a big drawing coming up here. Who said hey, hey, hey? All right, here we go. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Fat Albert.
Maybe we'll see Fat Albert again since Bill Cosby's out of the clink.
Hey, never know. I always want that one.
Why not bring him back? All right, got you in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jody's in again with hey, hey, hey. Of course, that was Fat Albert, absolutely. All right, we're moving on to another one here. Let's see what we've got. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Who said that? I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Does anybody know who said that? 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Popeye.
Popeye. That's exactly right. We got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's right. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. That would be Popeye. Trish is in again here. All right, here's another one coming at you rather fast here. That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. All right, 50 minutes past the hour here. The drawing coming up pretty quickly here. That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. Who said that? 740-383-9944. Who said it? That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. A lot of pluralization here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have an answer for the last one?
Which one's that?
Who says what I am?
Yep, we got that one. That was Papa.
Okay, I didn't get the next one. Sorry.
Right, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next one is, that's all I can stands, I can't stands no more. Who said that? That's all I can stands, I can't stands no more. 740-383-9944. Who said this one? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Popeye?
That was Popeye as well. You've got it. Got you in, Judy. Thank you. That's all I can stands, I can't stands no more. That was Popeye. All right. And we continue on here. Let's see who's next on the list here this morning. Let me at 'em. Let me at 'em. Who said that? 740-383-9944. Maybe this will be a little more difficult. Let me at 'em. Let me at 'em. Who said that? 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here. Judy, Sarah, Trish, Jody, Bob, Brenda, Melissa, Roger, all kinds of people in here. Go ahead, caller.
Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy Doo. You have got it right.
I'll put the new girl in.
The new girl, Melissa.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know you won zoo tickets.
Yeah.
All right.
That was me that blew the horn at you.
Oh, that was you who blew the horn.
Yeah.
Did you hear it back on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Got Melissa in. Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye. Scrappy Doo, absolutely, said, let me at him. Let me at him. That was Scrappy Doo. I think that was Scooby-Doo's nephew or something like that. Okay, on to the next one. I am the vengeance. I am the night. Who said that? I am the vengeance, I am the night. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? I am the vengeance, I am the night. 52.5 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know? We've got quite a list of entries here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... I think we've got about 30 here. Go ahead, caller.
Batman?
Batman. Absolutely. Batman said, I am the vengeance,
and
I am the night. Thank you.
Thank that lady for putting me in. That was nice.
She's out there listening. Thank you.
She is. Thank you.
All right. Melissa is in again. I am the vengeance, I am the night. That was Batman. All right. Here's the next one. Let's get dangerous. Who is that? Let's get dangerous. Who said that one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who said, let's get dangerous? This was one of my favorites as a child. 740-383-9944. Who said, let's get dangerous? Do we know? This might be a stumper here this morning as we approach 54 minutes past the hour. Going to draw our winner here in about 3.5 minutes, see how many more entries we can get in. Who said, let's get dangerous? 740-383-9944. Melissa in this morning, Judy, Trish, Jody, Bob, Brenda, Roger. Who else do we have here? Jody? Did I say Jody? Sarah? All in this morning. Who said, let's get dangerous? Go ahead, caller.
I was going to call in, but Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing? Now, why wouldn't you call in?
Well, because it's a Charlene, and I know I still have to come and pick up my jelly, but when you're open, I'm at work.
Oh, no. Well, what would we can get it here for you. Well, what time would you get off work?
I don't get off work till 5.
Okay. Well, anytime you want to come, just let me know, and we'll make sure somebody's here for you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what time do you close tomorrow? I actually get off early tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we'll be here till 1, and then there'll be somebody here from 4 to 5 tomorrow.
That'll work.
Sounds good. Thank you, Charlene.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, Charlene's going to get her jelly this morning, or tomorrow, excuse me. We'll be here till 1 tomorrow, and Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. So we'll be here till 1 and then 4 to 5 tomorrow. All right, that's great. I wanted Charlene to get her jelly because this I want to know how it tastes. Okay, Charlene's in with Let's Get Dangerous. Okay, here's another one. By the power of Grayskull. Who said that? Now see, if you had boys, you would know this. By the power of Grayskull. 740-383-9944. I did like Darkwing Duck, though. You know, I don't know how long that was on, but I always thought that was a very good cartoon. You have to look that up if you never saw it. Who said by the power of Grayskull? Go ahead, caller.
He-Man.
He-Man, absolutely. Gotcha, Charlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, by the power of Grayskull, that was He-Man, absolutely. All right, who do we got coming next down the aisle here? Who's coming? Okay. Oh, here we go. Howdy, partner. Who said that? Howdy, partner. Now, this would be a more current thing, honestly. Howdy, partner. Howdy, partner. My name's blank. Does anybody know who this was? Howdy, partner. My name is blank. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. Going to do the drawing here in about 2 minutes. Got Charlene, Melissa, Roger, Judy, Bob, Trish, Brenda, Sarah. A lot of people in this morning. We can probably get two more in here if we get this one. Who said, howdy, partner, my name's what? Who said that? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is that Yosemite Sam?
Not Yosemite Sam, but a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Not Yosemite Sam. Who said, howdy, partner, my name is what? Howdy, partner, my name is what? 740-383-9944. All right, go. Let's see here. We lost that caller. If you want to guess, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. We'll be glad to take the old call here. Go ahead, caller.
Sheriff Woody.
What's that?
Sheriff Woody.
Sheriff Woody. You've got it. Sheriff Woody. Is this you, Brenda?
Yes, it is.
All right. You're in, Brenda. Thank you. Brenda jumps in again. It was Sheriff Woody from Toy Story. All right, we'll do one more here. Here I come to save the day. Who said that? Here I come to save the day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who said, here I come to save the day? And we approach 59 minutes past the hour. Going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo here momentarily. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, I made it one time. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse, one of my favorites. The legendary.
Man, but they got quicker fingers than I got, believe me.
Well, I tell you, they're moving this morning, aren't they?
I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks, Ralph.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Right. Ralph got in just in the nick of time with Here I Come to Save the Day. That was Mighty Mouse. All right. Let's do our drawing here and get our winner. Okay, we've got a lot of... How many people do we got in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 28 people in the drawing this morning in the last 45 minutes, and these are for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. All right. Our winner this morning, let's shake this up good. Who is going to be our big winner? You can pick these up today between 4 and 5, or tomorrow until 1 o'clock, or tomorrow between 4 and 5. All right, our big winner here is... How about this? Charlene wins. Charlene, I'm going to put this... here next to your elderberry jam jelly, and you can pick your zoo tickets up with your jelly tomorrow until 1 o'clock or from 4 until 5. So Charlene wins, Sarah wins in hour number 1, and we're going to do more of this as the week goes on, so stay tuned here to WWGH Radio. I'll be back tomorrow from 8 to 10. We've got Adam the Computer Guy today from 2 to 3. And Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 4 to 5. And a whole lot of other good stuff in between. Don't you dare switch that dial. For today, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it's just long, straight long. And she could look $1 million better with a... good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Well, it would, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, they've had women as the
leaders.
That's
right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1